The painting Two Children Teasing a Cat. It was painted by Annabelle Carracci in 1590. Here we see two children hovering over the family cat. The boy is patting it with one hand, but he has a crayfish in the other. The artist has captured the time just before the unsuspecting cat is bitten on its ear. The children have a cheeky smirk on their face. In fact, their expressions say it all. It's like they just can't wait for what's about to happen.
On the wall, outside of the house, by the edge of the wild, and the fates on the passers-by.
Judith Leister painted a similar work. Her painting shows the boy enticing the cat with an eel and a girl annoying the cat by pulling its tail. These paintings are based on a Dutch saying, "He who plays with cats gets scratched." Today we hear the phrase, "Whoever plays with fire gets burnt." You see, the artist is using children to teach a lesson to adults. The wise Solomon said, "Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched?" Now, in this case, he was talking about sexual immorality. He's basically saying, the first step won't be your last. But the same principle can be applied to so many areas of life. There are two key messages I get from this painting. Firstly, stay away from spiritual danger. There are consequences to everything we do. But I think there's another point. Never hurt anyone or anything. You know, it's bad enough being cruel to animals. But how many of us would help a stray cat or dog, but be cruel even to those we love? The Bible says, "A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself." In other words, in both good and bad, what goes around comes around.